We're now on item 11, PR 2021-5572, sketch plat PS 2021-68 for the Pulte Group at Gila Road between Quivira and Vista Bosquejo Road. And let's see, Jesus Lopez with Respect. Welcome.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. I don't need to swear you in, but just go ahead and give an overview of what you're looking at here.
Sure thing. So we're looking at, we'd like to develop this track 23 and create potentially 20, maybe 19 new residential units. We're looking at, let me see what we got on the screen here. So as far as access goes, we're proposing one roadway and it dead ends. So we're proposing a hammerhead. I think I was asked at one point where Retablo Road is in relation to this tract. And that's on the north side. There's actually a piece of property between this. Thank you for pointing there. There's a piece of property between this track 22 and that road. So we don't have any roadway or access connectivity. And so we're proposing this as a dead end hammerhead. And we understand we'll need some sort of waiver for that. And then as far as drainage goes for this piece, we're looking at the low point of the site is kind of halfway up. If you go up the roadway and then it discharges to the east where we are proposing a drainage outfall. We've looked at the site next to us there to the east, track 22, I believe that is, and they actually have some plans where they are providing an outfall for us where they're accepting our flows. And so that's kind of where we're at for the drainage there. I think that kind of summarizes what we're planning on doing there.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lopez. I have a question I'm going to start out with. We've worked with the property owner's agent, civil engineer, just like you, for the property just to the east. And mm-hmm. because of the narrow nature of it, they're kind of doing some interesting layout issues. And then you also on this piece right next to it have some narrowness and, interesting kind of layout with a hammerhead. I'm just curious what kind of thoughts were given or actions taken to possibly try to put these together, or since I think Pulte is on both sides of these parcels.
And you're saying with the parcel adjacent east?
Yeah, the parcel that straddles Quivira.
Yeah, so that's not a Pulte project, or at least not that I'm aware of. And so we haven't reached out for that. I did see that they had already created their design and they were already going through this process. And so we have not reached out to them to see if we can do some sort of connectivity, but that's something we can certainly look into.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mention that to Pulte Group, it just seems like both of you are in some ways not optimizing everything by being so narrow. It's mm-hmm. just a consideration. And I'm not sure, they've kind of circled here and circled there. I'm not sure even where they are in their development process right now. But that's just kind of a thought I had that possibly something much better could be created by trying to look at combining these. And then I don't know who owns the parcel that's north of you, that small piece, or does it straddle Ray Pablo?
It's also not Pulte, so we have not reached out to anyone yet on that as well, but we have looked into the possibility of connecting up there. We just haven't pulled the trigger on reaching out to anyone yet, but that is something that we'll be mentioning in talking with Pulte.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Glenn Carter for the Water Authority. First step in terms of getting this moving forward, you do need to request your availability statement through our web portal. An executed statement would be required prior to approval of any plat and would set the infrastructure requirements conditions for service. There are some lines due south that look like you would be able to connect to. We've allowed some development to proceed sort of in that manner, adding on to that existing infrastructure, the one to the east, for example. We would similarly be interested if you could speak with the owner to the north in that there's a need potentially for connectivity for the water mains for looping. Right now, your only shot seems to be a dead end line, which we don't like too much, as well as possibly providing them service for sewer heading north. I think the property to the east was going to provide a stub basically in Retablo, but I don't know that that's the best way to get sewer to this particular lot. So I think if you're looking to do this, talking to them to the north on our end is a pretty high level of importance. The project is outside of our service area, so it does require a development agreement. So that comes after the availability statement. So it's kind of a drawn out process. So definitely get that availability statement request as soon as possible. Once that's issued, we can issue a, it'll be issued as a serviceability letter. We can take that to our board for development agreement. And again, that's a 2-meeting process. So it takes at least 2.5 months to get just through that portion of it. The parcel also is subject to some pro rata. Those amounts are listed, but the total amount is $27,868.03. So that's due prior to us issuing approvals. So the plating action will be subject to that being paid down to our customer service. So that's what we had. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. I do not have any questions at this time.
Thank you.
On enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Northwest Mesas VPO 2 applies to this area. Also, Volcano Mesa CPO 13 and comply with RA dimensional standards in Table 511. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. So as you know, the major public open spaces across the street to the south, and that brings a number of regulations associated that probably will require EPC. I think a lot of this is covered in the planning review, but EPC review, and then it's connections to the multi-purpose trail if possible. I'm not sure what that would entail yet. I think that would we would need to see a little bit more. And design standards to follow what is shown in the IDO section 5.2. And I did comment that it's to the north, but I realized there is that parcel in between. So that would make that comment not valid. So I'm not sure who owns that, but the major public open space is the parcel just to the north there of Retablo. And so the north isn't required to have the buffer as described in the IDO, but the south portion is, which is a 45, or it would be a single loaded street waived by the open space superintendent. And then once that is waived, you would have a 45-foot buffer to any buildings that would also have to have any vegetation approved in that area per the open space division.
Understood.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Vermejo, Hydrology. Hydrology will require an approved grading and drainage plan prior to approval of preliminary plat. Please note that this tract has an allowable discharge of 10.63 CFS that's carried through an adjacent drainage easement. All additional runoff will have to be detained in a detention pond owned and maintained by the HOA. An infrastructure list will be required for preliminary plat.
Okay, and Mr. Armijo, would you mind just letting me know the document that you're referencing with the allowable discharge on that, or is that just based off of historic calculations?
That's based off of the previous subdivision that we referenced earlier. They had to do their calculations on that one, and 10.63 CFS was what was allowed. It was what was coming from your tract through theirs. So that's what's allowed.
Understood. Thank you.
Transportation?
Yes, Jean Wiffenbucker with Transportation. If you could explore that connection to Retablo Road before providing any justification on having a dead end there based on IDO regulations, as well as the fact that it exceeds the maximum 600-foot length required for a cul-de-sac or dead-end road. Also, hammerheads have to, if you do proceed that way, hammerheads have to follow minimum dimensions shown in the DPM guidelines, provide road cross-section that meets DPM requirements for pavement, curb, sidewalk, and landscape buffer, and meet radius requirements at the tie-in to Gila Road per the DPM based on roadway classification.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay. And I have a question. Where is Gila Road?
Well, it's Vista Vieja Road. Yeah, it was called a different road at one time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. But it's now called Vista Vieja Road. Okay, yeah, because it's looking at the ancient volcanoes. So, all right, I just want to make sure I understood which roads we were talking about. All right, let's go to planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, standard comments about process and plat. This action will be a major plat, so see section 66L. This request will also require a site plan EPC prior to any platting action because it is adjacent to major public open space, as Ms. Sommerfeld was discussing. Sensitive lands analysis will be required, and that's in section 5.2, and we can send you a sensitive lands analysis form if you don't already have one. And then I've just listed all of the major public open space requirements. And again, 5.2J2 that Ms. Sommerfeld was discussing regarding buffers. And then also, as Mr. Garcia pointed out, the site is in both a character protection overlay zone and a view protection overlay zone. And both of these have requirements for height, color, facade design, garage placement, and access. And that's all I got.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. So there's a lot to chew on there, Mr. Lopez. And good luck to you. And because these sites are, yours and the one to the east, they're adjacent to this major public open space, which triggers the EPC work, all the more reason to possibly consider somehow working together as a unified team.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, we'll definitely bring this up with Pulte and reach out to those guys and see what we can get done. So thank you, guys.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, that takes us to our action sheet minutes of June 9th, 2021. Is there a motion to approve them?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Okay, please vote.
Frank Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Stonehill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wiffenbucker with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of June 9th, 2021. And now our final item is a DRB member signing session for approved cases. Not sure exactly what we have on the table, but Mr. Rodenbeck will lead us through.
So this is Jay Rodenbeck. We have two infrastructure lists that I distributed for DRB e-signatures, and they're being distributed one DRB member at a time. And they're currently up to Ernest. Cheryl and Carl have already signed both of them. So we have four remaining signatures on each infrastructure list, and Ernest is up for both of them.
Okay, on them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going the reverse of the order on the agenda. So after Ernest will be Blaine, and then Gene, and then the DRB chair. It looks like Ernest has signed them both. And they're on to Blaine. Okay. And the infrastructure list for 3169 is on to Eugene.
Yes, it's very slow uploading, so bear with me.
Madam Chair, 3169 is ready for your signature.
Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, 3443's infrastructure list is already also ready for you. And that will be it.
No pressure, huh?
No.
I'm signing 3169 and my hands are shaking.
A lot of history. All right, 3169 is complete. And that just leaves us 33443's infrastructure list.
Okay, you should have those back then, Jay.
Still waiting on 3443's confirmation, but I believe we got it. I'm just waiting for the it to show up in my inbox.
Okay, thank you everyone for your hard work, and no break. Next week, we'll be back in session. Thanks everyone for getting your major case comments done, and we stand adjourned, 1244.